Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Brett Platner to talk Jackson Heights boys basketball. The Cobra boys are 4-9 on the season, all four of those wins coming in the Northeast Kansas League, where Jackson Heights is now just under 500 in league play with each of the league teams to face again. But going back to non-league and finishing out the tournament in Seneca last week, the Thunder Classic coach, you fell to Marysville on Saturday, 50-25. You saw some pretty darn good competition over there, some pretty good teams, most of them all, you know, a lot bigger than the 2A classification that you're in. So while Marysville was another loss on Saturday, I guess, did you feel like maybe your team gained some toughness or any other positives that you felt like coming out of that tournament in Seneca?
Yeah, we talked to the boys about, obviously, we're going to go up to this tournament and we're going to expect and try to win every game. But ultimately, the goal going up there is to get better. And we know going up there, at least in the 2 years that I've been there and even before, there's always going to be really good competition that's going to test us up there. And I really feel like there was moments in each game that the guys responded well and we were playing some pretty good basketball. But overall, we just didn't do it consistently enough to put ourselves in a position to win. Saturday in particular, Marysville, they play a really, really good man-to-man defense that tested our guys on the perimeter, made us take extra care of the basketball, and sometimes we struggled with that ball pressure. We struggled to move the ball well enough to do what it takes to beat a team like that. But then again, and I know the score may not indicate it, there was moments in the game where positive things were happening. We were within 4 points, and unfortunately, Silas got his second foul, and they kind of went on a run to end the second quarter, and from there, it was just too much for us to recover from. But I thought, and our players thought, we always come out of that tournament and take that momentum, take that level of competition we see, and try to ride that into the second half of the season.
Well, and you did just that. I mean, a good win on Monday coming out of the tournament. You beat Horton for the second time this season, 53-42. So that sounded like a pretty good game for your team in a lot of different ways, kind of through all four quarters, right?
Yeah, for sure. I thought our guys played really well. It was one of our more consistent performances of the year, where sometimes we struggle to consistently score the basketball. We'll have a four-minute stretch where we're looking pretty good, and then we have 4 minutes where it just seems like there's a lid on the rim. But overall, on Monday, we scored the basketball pretty consistently. Thought we moved the ball really well, and some of that competition that we talked about drove us to take those steps moving forward with some of our league teams moving on. The one thing we have to move on or work on moving forward is I thought we closed the game pretty poorly. It was 53-33 with about 4 minutes left in the fourth, and I don't know if it was just a focus thing or a little letting our guard down, but we got to finish out games better than what we did. We had a conversation with our guys, you know, the Nemaha tournament, we're playing catch-up or we're playing from behind all the time. Now if we find ourselves in a situation where we're ahead, we got to figure out ways to close out those games and to make sure that we don't allow the other team an opportunity to maybe make a run near the end of the game.
You bet. A lot of time off. No games for the Cobras this week. And in fact, they don't play again on the boys' side until Friday, February the 4th. So about a week and a half off for the Jackson Heights boys. We'll chat more next week. Coach, as always, thanks for your time.
Yep. Thanks, Justin.
Brett Platner, head coach of the Jackson Heights boys, and the locker room chats are sponsored by C&D Food Mart and Williams Company in Whiting, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, and Rob Wareham and staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services.